Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it. We must show them love. We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus, for this is true revival. Love is all they need, everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
Well, hello there. I'm glad that you've joined me today because I want to coach you into spiritual acceleration. And so you can kind of maybe have it in your mind that it's just you and me, and we'll have a little coaching session here. I love life coaching. I'm a credentialed life coach, and I really enjoy helping people reach their goals. And I've discovered that a lot of people's desire when they share their heart with me is not really for business fulfillment. It's not always for even relationship fulfillment or different dreams that they have in those areas, but it's for spiritual acceleration. And so I actually did a whole course called Coached into Spiritual Acceleration. So I want to share some of those insights with you today. Now, I feel like prophetically, God is doing something in this hour that is so awesome. And in these coming days, we're going to truly see a convergence between heaven and earth. We're going to see the mind and the will of God manifest through his people in the earth. We'll see the supernatural abilities of God manifest in his people in the earth. In fact, you know, like when we see in the Bible where Israel was going through the wilderness when they came out of Egypt, there they were walking with God in the wilderness where the heavens were open and manna was coming down, and they were getting everything that they needed direct from God. And they were seeing his goodness everywhere they went. What they never grasped, though, was what he could do through them if they had have believed. But in these last days where the Spirit's being poured out, the scripture says the latter glory of the house is greater than the former. Your end days are going to be greater than anything that's ever happened to you up until this time. And so I'm excited to share some principles with you. So you might even want to get your Bibles. You might want to get your notebooks out or get your computer and start taking notes, because I want to share some insights with you today that I think are going to be life transforming and help you tremendously grow in God. In fact, I'm just sensing that there's someone watching right now that you're saying, oh, I've just felt like I'm in such a rut. I want to accelerate, but I don't have the keys. I don't know how to go to that next step in God. And so I'm here for you today so that you can get some keys and receive Holy Spirit's power, receive some light, receive some revelation to help you. Now, the first point I'd like to talk about is concerning a little word, a really little word. And the word is with, W-I-T-H, with. And I know that that might seem kind of insignificant. You might think, what with? But what I want to talk about is walking with God, because that's what's going to accelerate you when you understand that everything you do, whether it is going shopping or making your dinner or going to the workplace or repairing an engine in a car, whatever it is, that you can do everything that you do with God. And Adam and Eve, they understood that. In fact, in Genesis chapter 1 through 3, we see God not only creating the world and creating Adam and Eve, creating mankind, but we saw that he had fellowship, relationship with them, where he would walk with them in the garden, so that everything that they did until the fall was done with God. But after they fell, they felt this alienation from him. But their key to living in the glory, to living in fullness, to living with God, was to walk with God in everything that they did, to track with him, to think with him, to discuss with him, to live their life with him. And God wants to invite you to live your life with him in everything that you do. Don't exclude him from anything. And the word with, when I looked it up in a dictionary, it means to be together with, to be together with God, to be near to God, to be in relationship with, or to be in the same place. You know, God is in the same place with you all the time. And just acknowledging this really can accelerate your growth. Now, Enoch in the Bible in Genesis 5:24, we read in the scriptures that it says, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. So Enoch's, you know, secret, I guess, for going into the fullness of the glory realm, for like even leaving kind of the essence of this natural realm into God's glory realm, was to simply walk with God. It says he walked with God so much so that he was not. I love the story of Brother Lawrence, because he was practicing the presence of God, and you know, you can read about that in that book, Practicing the Presence. And, you know, he would just discipline himself to think about God and to do everything with God. He was a monk in a monastery, and he had to do a lot of mundane chores. But no matter what he did, if it was sweeping the floors or the walkways or doing dishes, whatever he did, he would just consciously be aware that he was doing it with God, that God was with him. Well, as a result of that focus alone, so much presence came around him that people would come from miles around to watch him wash dishes in the monastery, because the weight of the presence of God was so tremendous, because he had focused on washing dishes with God, or walking with God, living with God, talking with God, that it created this realm of glory around him, that other people would come into the presence and just stand in awe. And God wants to do that through you. You can accelerate. You can move into that kind of place. I believe the day's going to come where we're going to have so much connection with God, because we walk with him, that our energy will not be human energy. We'll have supernatural energy to accomplish everything he's called us to do. We might not even need to eat, because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So we can live off the proceeding word. Now, I'm not suggesting that you just go out and stop eating or anything like that. I'm not saying that you should fast. I'm just saying that the day might come where we're so connected with God, that we walk so much with him, that there's nothing in the earth that we need, because we're living in that realm with him. I see this in the spirit. I see us breathing his breath and getting our sustenance from him. I see us outrunning chariots, because we are walking with him and running with him, and having his energy going into us. This is what's going to happen in these days. You know, we see in the world today, there's all these movies about supernatural, you know, heroes and that. They call them superheroes. I think it's just getting us ready. You know, that's just a worldly piece of entertainment, but there's prophetic parallels. And you know, God pours out his spirit upon all flesh, not just all Christian flesh, but on unsaved flesh, and gives them this stirring, this knowing, this connection to what God is doing. And it's going to be a day when we'll just operate in that supernatural realm with supernatural power, supernatural abilities. Why? Because we walk with God, like Enoch. Now, in that scripture that I just read to you out of Genesis about Enoch walking with God, the word with there in the original Hebrew is slightly different than the definition I just shared. And it actually means that Enoch pressed into God, because it means to go towards, to move towards, to walk, to proceed, to move, to take in hand, to capture, and to seize. Kind of like the woman with the issue of blood, she pressed into take hold of Jesus' garment. She had to work against the resistance that was pushing with her. And so when it says that Enoch walked with God, it meant that he pushed against all the distractions, the resistance, everything in his mind that would be contrary to the thoughts of God. He would push into God. He would press in. And I believe that right now an anointing is coming on you, and a glory realm is hitting you that is going to enable you through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ to press into God, because it's your desire. You have this desire to walk with him, to be close to him, to accelerate in your spiritual growth. And so God's giving you this invitation and a grace to do it, to press in. Let me read that definition, because where it says Enoch walked with God, it means that he went towards God, he walked towards God, he proceeded towards God, he moved towards God, he moved forward to take in the hand, to capture God, to seize God. You know, it's kind of like Jacob. Remember the story about Jacob, where it says that he wrestled with the angel all night long. And he pressed in, he says, I'm not letting go until I get the blessing. And he pressed in and he seized it. And of course he got it. He was pressing into God. That's what Enoch did. And he was not. This is a key to your acceleration. I'm going to talk about some more keys as we move on, but this is so important for you. And I just feel like the light's turning on inside your mind too. And this grace is coming upon you to enable you to press in with joy, not out of, oh no, I got to press into God. Oh no, the work of pressing into God. No, not like that at all. It's like, yay, I get to press into God. I'm going to press in. I'm going to pray for 4 hours, not because I have to, but because I want to, because I just want to walk with God. It's in me and it's being unlocked. The desire is being unlocked. I'm going to do it. I have a friend that pressed into God by the hour, for hours and hours and hours, day by day, just pressing into God. And he had this tremendous anointing, got birthed out of this place as he walked with God, and the essence of heaven, the fragrances, the power of God would come into his midst, and he just moved into walking with God in miracles, signs and wonders, and was known worldwide for the way those miracles moved out of the heavenly realm through him into the earthly realm. It was simply because he walked with God. He didn't have, you know, a big education. He didn't have, you know, natural skills, but he walked with God. I have another friend who just pressed in to see the face of God day after day after day, by the hour, pressed in and said, God, I've got to see your face. I've got to see your face. I've got to see your face. And as she pressed in, after day after day after day of pressing in with God, she actually saw the face of Jesus shining like the sun in its strength, just because she pressed in. In Matthew 1:23, it talks about Jesus being God with us. The word Emmanuel, it means God with us. And when you acknowledge Jesus by his Spirit being with you, it will accelerate you. It'll catapult you into spiritual growth, into growth with God, not only in the intimacy of relationship that you can have with him, but also in what flows from you out of his presence. It's walking with God. I have a course, it's one of my coaching courses, and it's called Coached into Spiritual Acceleration. And I want you to have all that you desire in the Lord. And I actually prepared that coaching course for the likes of you, for those that were hungry to grow in God, to get out of the rut where you're in and to just move on into higher levels. That's why I want to get in this kind of living room setting right now in front of the camera and deliver it right into your heart from my heart. This is like a personal mentoring session for you right now. It's because I love doing this for you. I want to see you grow. I want to see you grow in God, in relationship with him, but also in supernatural, miraculous encounter and with God flowing through you. You can find more information on my coaching site too, on patriciakinglifecoach.com, to see how you can accelerate. I love preparing these courses. You know, in the world, you'd pay thousands of dollars sometimes for a course like what we prepare for you. But we do it for the body, to give it forth freely so that you can have it in an affordable price. I just want you to grow. I'm going to be right back after this message, and I'm going to give you keys for growing, for accelerating in your spiritual growth, for accelerating in your relationship with God. I want to help you by giving you a few very practical keys to accelerating in your growth of the Spirit. your growth in God. And the first one, the first key, is your devotion time, the time that you spend with God. In Matthew 6:21, the scripture says, "Where your treasure is, that is where your heart is also." So your devotion time is the set apart time that you have with God, where you kind of close your heart and your mind off to everything else in the day, and you just spend time seeking Him, acknowledging Him, acknowledging His presence with you, giving Him your heart, giving Him the longings that you have within, letting Him know your desires. And these devotion times are really important for growing. You know, it says in the Bible that if we abide in Him and He abides in us and His Word abides in us, that we can ask whatever we will and it shall be done. And in that place of abiding is where we bear fruit. It even says in that whole chapter of John 15 that you can't even bear fruit unless you abide in Him. I remember before Dr. Oral Roberts, went on to be with the Lord, I had the privilege of being with Him about 18 months before He went on to glory. He would invite, by invitation, ministers into His presence, about 20 at a time. And we went to his home, and he was an older man, and he couldn't go out anymore, but he didn't want to stop ministering, so he had people come in. And I was privileged to be in one of those groups. And he said, "You can ask me anything that you want to ask me, anything at all, and I will try to answer." And so my question that I had on my heart was, "Dr. Oral Roberts, with everything that you've done, like you're a televangelist, you've built the City of Faith, you have a miracle ministry, evangelism, medical missions, you know, everything that you do, how do you keep up with all of that and still have a vibrant devotional time with the Lord?" And he said, "Oh, that's easy." He said, "I call that my sacred time in my sacred place." He said, "Every day I set apart time with God. I discipline myself to do that for my whole life. I go inside my room and I shut the door to that room. And when that door is shut, I am with God." And he said, "My wife knows I'm with God. My children know I'm with God. And no one is allowed to get a hold of me during that time." He said, "I didn't answer phone calls." He said, "Even if the President of the United States had knocked on that door and wanted to see me, he would have to wait till I finished my sacred time and sacred place, because I believed that God is more important than anyone else on the face of the earth. And what he has to speak to me is more important than any other thing on my agenda." And so I got hungry for that. I got hungry for that sacred time and sacred place. And then you know what else he said? He said that when I was in that place, every time God would speak to me, because he said, anything I ever did, any mandate I ever stepped into, any assignment that he gave me in that place. When I was alone with him, it came out of his presence. Everything I did, any book I wrote, everything was born out of that presence. And he said, so when I went to implement it, because he said, I never once said no to God. When God would give me a vision in that place, I would always say yes. And when I went to implement it, there was grace on the implementation. He said, everything I did was easy. It was so easy. No matter what I did, it was easy to do, because it was born out of that place with God, the sacred time and the sacred place. So I was so touched by it. Later on in that meeting with him, he invited us all. He said, okay, if there's anything at all that you would like from me, I'm going to release an impartation. I'm going to lay hands, because he knew he was going on to glory soon. And he wanted to release his mantles. So he said, I've got the faith mantle, I've got miracle mantle, evangelism mantle, media mantle, whatever you want, you just come and receive it from me. And he said, so you tell me what you want, and then I'm going to lay hands on you, and there's going to be an impartation, just receive it. So when it came my turn, he said, what would you like to receive? And I burst into tears. I said, I want the sacred time in the sacred place. And he said, what else do you want? I said, nothing. I just started weeping and weeping. And he laid his hands on me, and the lightnings came. And I could feel the pleasure of God, the pleasure of God, that there was a desire in me for that place, the sacred time and the sacred place. And the Spirit said, you know, every moment that you live, I want it to be sacred to you, because it's my time with you. Every minute, just keep your focus, keep your devotion. But I mean, we are to have that time when we go away into our closet, we shut the door, and God says, and the things I speak to you in secret, you will be blessed in the open. But that's where he wants to speak. He sees us in that secret place. He hears the prayer in that place. So I want to encourage you, if you want to accelerate in your spiritual growth, find your place, your sacred time, your sacred place. I meant to tell you, when I went back home, I actually created a journal in honor of Dr. Oral Roberts. It's called the Sacred Time, Sacred Place Journal. I love that journal. It's very high quality. It's beautiful. I prayed over it and I said, Lord, I'm just imparting that anointing that I received. You know, I want it to go inside this journal. I want you, Lord Jesus, to saturate every copy. So you can get that on our website if you're interested. The next key is focus. And I have been learning very, very clearly from the Spirit of God that whatever you focus on, that is what you empower. So if you want to focus on any aspect of spiritual acceleration, for example, let's say that you wanted to focus, or let's say that you wanted to accelerate rather on healing ministry, that you wanted to be able to lay hands on the sick and see the sick healed. Let's say that that's the area of desire. If you take your desire, you identify your desire, and then you focus on it. So you read books on healing. You go to healing seminars. You read all the scriptures in the Bible on healing. You pray about healing. You make healing decrees. You pray for everyone that you can find who's sick, and you start working that anointing. That focus will produce acceleration. You know, you will accelerate. You will find that in no time at all, you will accelerate. It's the same with like the prophetic. If you wanted to grow in prophetic ministry, when I was learning on the prophetic, I had such a desire to prophesy. So I just focused on it. I got all the teaching I could get read, all the books I could read. I practiced it, got prayed up in tongues. I prophesied over everyone I could find. And then I started going out on the streets and prophesying, you know, and it started to develop a prophetic anointing through the focus, through focusing on that realm. So if you focus, you will accelerate in whatever you're focused on. And I want to just encourage you. I remember just a while ago, I had this desire to focus on wisdom. I wanted more wisdom to be manifest within my life because I needed more wisdom. And I just took time and focused on wisdom, and I ended up ascending into a heavenly place for one whole month. For 30 days, I ascended into this heavenly place and met with the Spirit of wisdom. And God spoke to me and revealed things to me in a supernatural way, with vision and revelation, the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. And it was phenomenal, the things that the Spirit of wisdom revealed to me. And so it was a focus on that whole month. And as a result of that, I accelerated in wisdom. So whatever you want, accelerate on. If you, or whatever you want to accelerate on, pardon me, focus on. So let's say prosperity. You want the abundance. You need more provision. Focus on that and get under people's anointing that have that. You know, your focus will produce acceleration. The third key is joy and expectation, because expectation actually has joy in it. So if you are going to accelerate in something, expect to accelerate. Have an expectation, stir it up, get happy about it, say, woo, I can hardly wait to see what God's going to do, because I'm going to accelerate in prophesying. I'm going to accelerate in ascending to the third heaven. I just know it. I'm really excited about it. I've got joy because I know God is going to answer my prayer, you know, and that joy, that expectation that you have for something good to happen will kick into a realm that will cause you to accelerate. If you expect negativity, you will accelerate in that negative thought. You will accelerate in that realm. So stay away from fear, stay away from unbelief, and have that joyful expectation for something good to happen, the things that you're believing for. Accelerate. Activation. You know, the Bible says that faith without works is what? It is dead, dead, dead. And so you can say, oh, I really want to prophesy. I really want to minister healing. I really want to ascend to the third heaven. I really want to get close to God. But if you don't act on what the Bible teaches you to do, but you only just believe it and you say, oh yeah, well, I believe I can lay hands on the sick, but you never lay hands on the sick, then you're not going to accelerate. You'll have a belief that's in your mind, but it's not engaged in. It's not acted upon. Bill Johnson told me one time, he said, Patricia, you can have a revelation from the Lord, such as you might believe that God saves people. You might believe that God heals people. You might believe that God delivers people. But if you don't go minister that healing, minister that salvation, minister the deliverance, you won't know the reality of that in your own life, because you have to work that revelation that you have through your faith to a place of operation. You will never accelerate without the operation of your faith, without believing that what you are seeing in the Word is true, and then acting on that. So action is really, really important. And one more, mentors and coaches. If you want to accelerate in spiritual growth, get a good coach, someone who's better than you are in that area that you're desiring, and glean from them. Get their CDs, their books, whatever, and glean from them. I want you to accelerate. God wants you to accelerate in spiritual growth. He wants you to accelerate and realize all of your desires that He has placed within you. He intends to see those desires realized. Do you believe that? Then go and accelerate. I prophesy over you that acceleration in every spiritual desire in God is taking place, because He loves you with an everlasting love. He really does.